Jnanatmarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing about the travels of a cowherd boy from Govardhan named Gop Kumar, who had a powerful mantra by which he could travel into the spiritual world.
我们一直在讲述着Govardhan山的一个牧牛童，他的名字叫Gopakumar，他的旅历程，他有一首非常有力量的mantra。 他念着这个mantra就旅行到了灵性世界。
So with the power of his mantra, he entered into Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha he went to Dwarka, which is an extension of Vaikuntha.
他旅行到了Vaikuntha，然后他从Vaikuntha呢又去了Vaikuntha的扩展Dwarka。
And in Dwarka, he met with Narada Muni as well as Uddhava.
在Dwarka, Gopakumar 遇见了Narada Muni 和Uddhava.
So Narada Muni could understand that Gopakumar was not fully satisfied in this Dwarka. And Narada Muni began to tell him about the glories of Gokula and about the Lord's special abode called Goloka.
Narada Muni 就看出Gopakumar内心有不满，他就开始给他讲述Gokula的特殊的荣耀，以及Goloka的特殊的荣耀。
So Gopakumar had traveled from one region to another, gradually coming to higher places. He'd gone, first of all, into the Brahmajyoti, the impersonal Brahmajyoti, and from the impersonal Brahmajyoti, he entered into the Vaikuntha planets.
Gopakumar, 他是经过了一系列的旅程，一系列往上的旅程。 他来到了Brahmajyoti，就是梵光，他穿越了梵光，然后进入了Vaikuntha。
And from Vaikuntha, although he had met the Lord there, but still he was not fully satisfied there. He was always thinking about Madan Gopal.
Gopakumar在Vaikuntha也遇见了Vaikuntha的主。 但是他还是不满意，他总是思念着马丹戈帕。
He was remembering all the intimate pastimes which he was having with Madan Gopal and Gokula.
他一直就是念念不忘他在Gokula和马丹戈帕之间的亲密的逍遥。
So when he came to Dwarka, Narada Muni is omniscient. He could understand the thinking of Gopakumar, that he was not fully satisfied although he'd come to the spiritual world, and although he was in Dwarka, and he had met the Supreme Lord, Lord Dwarkadish, Lord Krishna in Dwarka, it's called Dwarkadish, but still he was not fully satisfied.
Narada Muni, 他是无所不知的圣人，他就能读懂Gopakumar 的念头。他知道虽然 Gopakumar 已经来到了灵性世界，甚至遇见了 Dwarkadish, Dwarka 的城的主人至尊主，他仍然没有彻底的心满意足。
So Narada Muni was telling him about Goloka and how Goloka and Gokula are non-different. Goloka being the planet, the supreme planet of the Lord in the spiritual world, and Gokula being the place on the earth planet.
于是呢 ，Narada Muni 就讲述起了 Gokula 和 Goloka 的荣耀。Goloka 是主在灵性世界的居所， Gokula 是主在这个地球上的居所。
So he was telling him, Narada Muni was telling him about the different people who, about the devotees who live there in Goloka and in Gokula, of course. And he was telling him about the wonderful devotion of the gopis.
Narada Muni 呢就讲述起了在 Gokula 的奉献者，以及那些奉献者的他们的奇妙的奉爱，尤其是讲到了 Gopi 牧牛姑娘的爱。
And then Narada Muni also began to describe about how Akrura, who was Krishna's uncle, from the father's side.And how Akrura had come there to Vrindavan, to bring Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura.
Narada Muni 就谈起了Akura 是 Krishna 父亲那边的亲戚，他的应该是叔叔叔白。Akura 叔白就来到 Vrindavan， 把 Krishna 从 Vrindavan 带到了 Mathura。
So Narada Muni was describing Akrura's thought of his state of mind as he came to Vrindavan to get Krishna.
Narada Muni 就讲述了 Akrura 他在去 Vrindavan 的途中，他把 Krishna 要带到 Mathura 途中他的想法。
And Akrura was describing that when I get to Vrindavan,I will fall at the feet of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna will place his lotus hand on my head.
Akrura 心想，当我去了 Vrindavan, 我要拜倒在主 Krishna 的莲花足下，主 Krishna 呢就会用把他的莲花手放置于我的头顶。
And then this, just by the touch of Lord Krishna's lotus hand on my head, will remove all fear, takes all fear away from everyone who takes shelter of him.
通过触碰，主的莲花手的触碰，主的莲花手就能把每一个人对物质存在的恐惧拿走。
So Akrura is going...Narada Muni is describing Akrura, what Akrura is thinking, and Akrura is describing how Krishna gives everything to his devotee, whatever the devotee wants, Krishna will provide for him.
Narada Muni 就讲了描述了 Akrura 也描述说当主 Krishna他会给予奉献者他们想要的一切。
Yeah, and Krishna will give his own self to those devotees who are fully surrendered to him.
对于那些完全臣服于他的主 Krishna 甚至把他自己都给予这样的奉献者。
So Akrura gives an example. He said, just like Bali Maharaj became... he got the position of Indra, the king of heaven, because he gave charity to, he made an offering to Lord Krishna.
Akura 就形容说，巴利 Maharaj 因为给 Krishna 做了布施，做了供奉，因而得到了天帝 Indra 的地位。
Because when Bali Maharaj was the king of the demons, Bali Maharaj is the king of the demons, and he led the demons to defeat the demigods, and they conquered the heavenly planets.
Bali Maharaj, 他作为恶魔之首，恶魔中的国王，就带领恶魔们打败了半神人们，甚至打败了天堂的所有的人。
So when Bali Maharaj was king of heaven, Lord Brahmanadev came and asked for charity.
当Bali Maharaj 在驱逐了把半人从天堂上驱逐出去之后呢，Brahmanadev 就前来讨要布施。
And Bali Maharaj gave him charity.
Bali Maharaj 就慷慨地给予他布施。
So in this way, Bali Maharaj made his life successful.
Bali Maharaj 因为给Brahmanadev 做了布施，因此让他的生命达到了完美。
And then he mentions also about a great sage who is described in the Ramayana. His name is Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra also made offering to the Lord.
他也描述了在 Ramayana 这部就是《主 Rama 的漫游》这部经典当中的一位圣者，名字叫 Vishwamitra。他也这个圣者也给至尊主做了供奉。
Vishwamitra had taught Lord Rama different mantras and teachings of the Shastra.
Vishwamitra 就教导了主 Rama 各式各样的曼陀罗以及经典。
And Lord Rama, at one point, Lord Rama was living in the forest, so at that time he'd also gone to Vishwamitra's ashram. And while he was in the ashram, Vishwamitra had given him nice hospitality. He'd received him and given him nice food.
主 Rama 有一次在森林里的时候呢，就去了 Vishwamitra 的 ashram， 他的修院，得到了 Vishwamitra 很好的款待， Vishwamitra 也给他食物吃。
So in this way, Vishwamitra became just like Indra's prominent among the demigods, Vishwamitra became prominent among the sages. He became respected by everyone.
正如天Indra 是半神人当中呢是最重要的一位半神人之一，同样 Vishwamitra 也在圣者们当中占据了一席之地。
Then Akura gives another example about those devotees who were blessed with the touch of Lord Krishna's hand. He talks about the gopis.
Akura 又接下来又历数了那些得到了 Krishna 莲花手的触碰的人们，他谈到了那些 gopi 们，牧牛姑娘。
Yeah, the gopis had been dancing Rasa Lila with Krishna, and so then when they were dancing, they were endeavoring greatly to please Krishna by their singing and by their dancing, and they would sweat, they would perspire, and Krishna would put his hands on their face.
当主 Krishna 和那些个勾皮木牛姑娘们大跳 Rasa 之舞的时候，勾皮们，他们非常努力的唱歌跳舞，以至于汗水从他们的 脸颊上流淌下来。Krishna 就用他的莲花手抹去了牧牛姑娘脸颊上的汗水。
And just by the touch of Lord Krishna's hand on their face, then the gopis would become cool and they become, they'd forget about their tiredness or their exhaustion.
是因为主 Krishna 莲花手，用他的莲花手触碰了牧牛姑娘们的脸颊，所以牧牛姑娘立刻就感到浑身的清凉。他们的疲劳，他们的所有这些不适感也一扫而光。
So just from the touch of Lord Krishna's hand, the gopis became very happy, they create great happiness.
只是由于主 Krishna 的触碰，这些牧牛姑娘就感到心花怒放了。
But the beauty and the charm of Krishna's touch can only be appreciated by devotees. If you're not without being like a gopi, you won't be able to appreciate fully the nature of Krishna's beauty.
Krishna 的美丽 ，Krishna 的迷人的姿态，以及 Krishna 对奉献者们的和他们触碰奉献者，只能是被像 Gopi 这样的奉献者所欣赏。除非就达到了像他们这样的地位，才能欣赏到 Krishna 的美丽，欣赏到 Krishna 的本性。
So Narada Muni is giving different examples of these different devotees and how they all appreciate the position of the gopis and the mood of the gopis in serving Krishna.
Narada Muni 就列举了很多的奉献者，这些奉献者全部都对 gopi 们的心态 ，gopi 们对 Krishna 的服务都大加赞赏。
So next example Narada Muni gives is going to speak about Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma, who is the grandfather of the Kurus and the Pandavas.
Akura 接着又例举了老祖父 Bhishma 的例子。Bhishma 是 Kuru 王朝以及 Pandava 兄弟他们的祖父，是 Kuru 王朝的元勋。
So Bhishma was his whole life. He was a brahmachari. He took a vow. He would never marry.
Bhishma, 他一生都是真守生，他发一生不结婚。
So at the time of his leaving the body, he was praising Lord Krishna, and at the same time he told about the position of the gopis.
当 Bhishma 祖父在离开躯体之际，他赞扬了主 Krishna， 同时他也讲到了 Gopi 们牧牛姑娘的荣耀。
So it's really wonderful that Akrura could appreciate the Gopis, but it's even more surprising that Bhishma could appreciate the Gopis.
Akura 能够欣赏到，能够对 Gopi 们，产生欣赏之情，这是非常奇妙的。但是更加奇妙的是，甚至 Bhishma 祖父也欣赏那些 Gopi 们。
Because Bhishma, he's a brahmachari, total celibacy his whole life. But how would he know about these young girls?
Bhishma 他是终身的真守生，他又怎么能够知道这些年轻的姑娘呢？
But before he left his body, he was talking about these gopis and how they're wonderful devotees of Krishna.
但是在他离开躯体之际呢，他就开始讲述了这些 gopi 牧牛姑娘以及他们是多么的美妙。
Now Bhishma had been, he was a Kshatriya, and he was always taking battle, he was in many battles, and he even had to fight with his own guru, Parashuram.
Bhishma is a Kshatriya, 他是久经沙场的，他甚至与自己的guru Parashurama 作战。
Parashurama had told him to get married, and Bhishma said, no, I've made a vow, I'm not going to marry. And so they had to fight. And Bhishma satisfied Parashurama, his guru could not defeat him.
Parashurama 命令 Bhishma 结婚, 但是 Bhishma 就一口拒绝了, 称自己已经发誓永不结婚, 因此他们俩之间就展开了一场大战。 Bhishma 因为他的 战斗就取悦了，满足了他的guru， 并且把他的guru打败了。And
Bhishma also fought against Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra. He came and he fired many arrows into the body of Krishna.
Bhishma 在库鲁之野战役之中呢，和Arjuna展开了对战，他向主 Krishna 射去了很多的利箭。
But Bhishma considers the gopis to be so advanced. So if Bhishma recognizes the gopis, they really must be great devotees.
Bhishma 也称赞gopi们是进步的奉献者，也承认他们的高度的进步，因此就可以得出结论，gopi们目前。
At the time of Bhishma was laying on his bed of arrows, and he was surrounded by many devotees. The Pandavas had come, Maharaj Yudhisthira, Lord Krishna, they'd all come to see the departure of Bhishma from this world.
当Bhishma躺在箭床上的时候，许许多多奉献者都前来看望他，包括潘达瓦兄弟、Yudhisthira、诸Krishna，都想都要来见证Bhishma怎么离开这个世界。Maharaj
Yudhisthira was feeling very guilty because so many people had died in the battle of Kurukshetra, and he was feeling responsible. So Krishna brought him to grandfather Bhishma to get spiritual knowledge.
Yudhisthira, 他感到非常的内疚，因为在库鲁之野战场上死去了许许多多的将士，他感到要为此而负责，因此主 Krishna 就把 Yudhisthira 大军带到了 Bhishma 面前，想让他得到 Bhishma 的灵性的教导。
So Bhishma, at the final moments before he left the body, he prays that his mind could be fixed on Lord Krishna.
因此Bhishma在离开躯体之际，他祈祷能将心意全然专注于主 Krishna.
And he says Lord Krishna would his different movements and his different smiles were all to honor the gopis of Vrindavan.
Bhishma 说, Krishna 的每个动作，他的微笑，都是在荣耀Vrindavan的gopi母牛姑娘。
And the gopis, they're always in ecstasy, remembering the activities of Krishna.
母牛姑娘们每当想起Krishna的活动，都立即陷入了狂喜。
So Krishna always gave special favor to the gopis, and that favor, one of the favors, was there by his dancing Rasa Lila with them.
主 Krishna 就给予温达文的母牛姑娘们以特殊的恩赐，其中的一个仁慈就是和他们
So the gopis are considered to be the greatest devotees, even greater than Mahalakshmi.
温达文的这些牧牛姑娘们被认为是主库什纳最伟大的奉献者，甚至地位超过了马哈拉克什米。
And we see when Krishna was going to dance Rasa Leela with the gopis, at one point Krishna disappeared from all the gopis, and the gopis became they became almost blind when Krishna disappeared. They could not see anymore.
主 Krishna 和牧牛姑娘们在跳 Rasa 之舞之际，有一时刻，他从牧牛姑娘们的眼前消失了。这时候，牧牛姑娘们，他们几乎就变成了瞎子，就几乎在那一时刻，他们什么也看不见。
They became like in a trance, and they were remembering Krishna's pastimes about how he picked up Govardhan Hill.And they were remembering other pastimes of Krishna.
牧牛姑娘们此时就陷入了神定当中，她们想起了主 Krishna 种种的逍遥时光，他如何举起了 Govardhan 山。
And they began to remember all the different qualities of Lord Krishna.
他们也想着主 Krishna 的种种的品质。
And they were just thinking about Krishna in all of his different dealings with them.
他们此时想着主 Krishna 以及 Krishna 和他们之间的种种交往。
So the mood of the gopis is.Greatest in their feeling when at the time when they're separate from Krishna, when Krishna is away from them, then the love for Krishna is greatly increased and they feel very strong attachment to him.
牧牛姑娘们，她们当主 Krishna 和她们分离的时候，这些牧牛姑娘她们对 Krishna 爱就更加增长了，她们对 Krishna 的依恋。也愈加增加了。
So Krishna is worshipped by many different demigods like Brahma and great yogis like the four Kumaras and Narada. They all worship Krishna, but they all appreciate the gopis.
圣主 Krishna 受到像Brahma, 婆罗诃摩这样的伟大半神人们，以及斯库玛这样伟大的瑜伽师们，甚至那他的牧女的欣崇拜，但是这些人全部都欣赏勾皮牧牛姑娘。
So the gopis are considered the greatest of all the Vaishnavas, and they simply.Their only desire is to give service to Krishna.
勾皮们被认为是最伟大的 Vaishnava, 他们只渴望服务 Krishna.
So Bhishma was in ecstasy at the time of leaving the body. He was remembering about these gopis and how they had served Krishna.
Bhishma.在离开躯体之际，他想起了勾皮们是如何服务 Krishna， 他陷入了狂喜。
And Bhishma prayed how Lord Krishna could be present before him at the time, and he was. Krishna was present right before Bhishma at the time of leaving the body.
Bhishma 他祈祷 Krishna， 能在他。在他离开躯体的时候能出现在他面前，而且主 Krishna 也确实是在他离开躯体的时候就在他面前。
And then Narada Muni gives another example about talks about the ladies in the city of Hastinapur, how they also appreciated the gopis.
那接着又谈到了哈斯特纳普尔的那些女士们，她们也欣赏那勾皮们。
Krishna had come to Hastinapur and he was getting ready to go back to Dwarka. So the ladies of Hastinapur, they were all watching Krishna from the rooftops, from the roof of their houses. They would stand on the roof of the house and they could look down and they could see Krishna getting ready to leave to go to Dwarka.
Krishna 去了 Hastinapur, 当他准备离开哈斯纳普回到多尔卡的时候，这些哈斯纳普的女士们，她们就来到自己的房屋的屋顶，注视着奎什纳，离开哈斯纳普。
So Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma, he was a very learned person. He was very well educated. So we could understand that he would be able to know about the glories of the gopis.
Bhishma, 他是学识渊博的，受过教育的，有知识的人。所以，如果他也荣耀了这些 gopi 们，我们就能知道 gopi 们的荣耀了。
But it's surprising that the ladies of Hastinapur, because the ladies usually they didn't get much education.But they will also want to glorify the gopis.
但是，更令人惊讶的是，这些哈斯提纳普尔的妇女们，她们没有受过教育，她们竟然也荣耀了勾皮牧牛姑娘们。
So these ladies, they're on the roof of their houses, and they're absorbed in the thought.Of the qualities of Lord Krishna.
这些妇女们，她们站在自己房屋的房顶上，她们就一心想着主 Krishna.
So these ladies who are on the rooftop in Hastinapur, they offer these prayers to Krishna, and these prayers are more attractive than the Vedas.
站在房顶上的妇女们，她们开始向主奎什纳供奉祷文，她们献上的祷文甚至比《美达经》更加吸引人。
So because these ladies are from Hastinapur, so they're connected with Maharaj Yudhisthira, so they have some understanding about Lord Krishna.
这些妇女们，因为她们是居住在哈斯纳普尔，因此就和主尤迪斯跟尤迪斯蒂尔君王是有着关系的，所以她们对主奎什纳也是有着理解的。
Yeah, but the surprising thing is that Krishna is leaving them. He's leaving Hastinapur to go to Dwarka, but even then, still they're glorifying Krishna. Although Krishna is leaving them to go some other place.But still they want to glorify Krishna.
令人惊讶的是，此时呢，施主 Krishna 离开 Hastinapur 要去 Dwarka 的时候，他们，这些妇女们就荣耀了主 Krishna， 因为这个时刻是一个别离的时刻。
And these ladies of Hastinapur, their prayers, in their prayers they say that.Oh, just think about Lord Krishna's wives, that he's accepted their hand, he's taken them as his wife, that they must have done many pious activities, they must have taken bath in many holy places, they must have performed many sacrifices in order to get the Lord as their husband.
这些妇女们她们就说到想一想 Krishna 的那些妻子们吧。主 Krishna 接受了他们的手，把他们接纳为自己的妻子。他们一定是已经旅行过许许多多的虔诚活动，在圣地沐浴过，也做过大量的祭祀，所以才能得到主 Krishna 为他们的夫君。
Bosha Fortune.
丈夫。
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Yeah. Because as they're the wives of Krishna, so they will taste also, they will, sometimes Krishna will kiss them, and they will enjoy the taste of Krishna's lips.
因为他们是主 Krishna 的妻子，所以主 Krishna 会亲吻他们，他们能品尝到主 Krishna 莲花城的甘露。
And so the gopis, they would faint just to think about these kind of things happen. It would cause them to faint.
当 gopi 们他们一想到这些事情的时候，他们就立刻晕倒了。
So Lord Krishna's wives, you know, they're very fortunate because Krishna took them as his queens. So they must have had some very special piety.
主 Krishna 的妻子们，因为主 Krishna 把他们当作自己的王后，所以他们一定是举行做过很多很多的虔诚活动。
But the gopis of Vrindavan, they're even greater than these queens.Because these gopis, they always think about Krishna within their heart.
但是文达文的勾皮牧牛姑娘，她们甚至比那主 Krishna 的王后们更加伟大，因为她们内心总是在想着主 Krishna。
So this is the special love which the gopis have for Krishna.Which make them greater. They're even greater than Krishna's queens like Rukmini and his other wives.
这就是牧牛姑娘勾皮们对主 Krishna 怀着的特殊的爱。他们甚至比主 Krishna 的王后 Rukmini 和其他的王后更伟大。
So the gopis have the privilege of tasting that nectar from Lord Krishna.
勾皮们就有能够品尝到 Krishna 甘露的特权。
And just by thinking about Krishna, they would become bewildered and sometimes they would faint.
只是因为想起了 Krishna, 牧牛姑娘们她们就会困惑，她们就会晕倒。
So, we can go to Goloka.You can go to Goloka, even you don't have to be a gopi. You could be like Mom, or like the other people of Vrindavan.
你们也可以去 Goloka, 你们不需要就像 gopi 们那样，可以像 Vrindavan 的其他的居民那样。
But it's mainly by following the mood of the gopis.That we get that perfection, that we can actually enter into that Goloka Vrindavan. The mood of the gopis is the ultimate, the most attractive.
但是主要还是主要是要追随牧牛姑娘的步伐，达到完美，进入Goloka Vrindavan。因为牧牛姑娘的心态是最有吸引力的。
So Narada Muni, he wants to, he stops here because he doesn't want to make, he doesn't want to remind.All the pure devotees about how Krishna left the gopis, how Krishna left Vrindavan, and how he broke the hearts of the gopis. He doesn't want to tell this to the pure devotees because it's too painful to them.
说到这里，拿的牧女就停止了，她没有继续说起，因为她不想让那些奉献者们难过。让他们想起 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 的时候是如何让 Vrindavan 居民感到心碎，他不希望纯粹奉献者听到这些就感到非常伤心。
So Narada Muni embraced Gop Kumar, and as he was embracing Gop Kumar, there were tears coming from his eyes, and his body was trembling, and his hair was standing on end.
Narada Muni 就开始拥抱了 Gopa Kumar， 他泪如泉涌，浑身颤抖，毛发直竖。
Narada Muni wanted to speak more, but he would bite his tongue so that he couldn't speak, because he didn't want to keep talking. So he took to stop himself from talking more, he bit his tongue.
Narada Muni 他想说更多，但是呢，他此时就咬住了自己的舌头，因为他不想说，他不想接着说下去了，所以他就停了下来，咬住了自己的舌头。
And he danced in ecstasy, and he showed many different other symptoms of ecstasy.
他开始在狂喜当中跳舞，展示了狂喜的种种的征兆。
But he was afraid that he would become too ecstatic and he would lose control, so he decided he better stop.
他害怕自己过于的狂喜，以至于失去控制，因此他便停止了说话。
Even though he was with Gop Kumar and Uddhava, he rolled on the ground and he jumped about and shouted like a madman. But very quickly he came back to normal state of consciousness, and he could see Gop Kumar. He could see that Gop Kumar was not so happy, a little discouraged.
但是他很快就恢复了正常的知觉，因为他看到 Gopa Kumar， 不是特别快乐，有一点气馁。
Gop Kumar was worried that maybe it would be difficult for him to get to this stage, to become so ecstatic. So Narada Muni is going to speak to him more.
Gopa Kumar 有一点担心他很难达到这种阶段，因此 Narada Muni 就跟他说了更多的话。
So Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, he said, you know, this subject should always be kept private. You shouldn't speak about this amongst people who are not devotees. It only should be spoken with devotees.
Narada Muni 就拿的穆尼告诉 Gopa Kumar， 这些主题必须要保密，不能讲给非奉献者听，只能讲给奉献者。
And we should never speak about these pastimes in places where Krishna's opulence is being displayed.
We shouldn't speak about this pastime
where Krishna is being worshipped in opulence.
Okay. 在 Krishna 被赋予当中所崇拜的地方，我们也不要讲这些消失光。
Because remember, Krishna, Narada Muni had been speaking about Goloka and about the position of the gopis. So this is very different from the Krishna in Vaikuntha and Krishna with opulence.
Narada Muni 是讲述的是Goloka 的那些牧牛姑娘，而这些和在 Vaikuntha Krishna在富裕当中受到崇拜是完全不一样的。
Narada Muni said, that's why he said, when I met you in Vaikuntha, I didn't tell you about these things.
拿的牧女说，正是因为这个原因，所以我在瓦昆塔遇见你的时候，我没有给你讲述这一切。
But now we're here in Dwarka. I'm telling you a little.
现在我们在 Dwarka， 所以我给你讲了一点点。
And because we're in Uddhava's house, Uddhava's house, Uddhava knows about Vrindavan, so Narada Muni could speak about Vrindavan there in the presence of Uddhava.
因为他们现在是身处在乌德瓦的家中房子里，因为乌德瓦他知道文达文，所以他们可以在可以在这里讲述文达文。
So Narada Muni says that he said I can tell you that the place, the abode of the Lord Goloka, it's the most difficult place to go to.
拿的牧女说，我可以告诉你，主的居所 Goloka 是最难达到的。
And what you have to do to get there is also very difficult.
你要去那个地方所要做的事情也是难做的。
And what you have to do, you have to live in.Vrajabhumi, you have to live in Vrindavan on earth.
你要做的就是你要居住在 Vrajabhumi, 居住在地球上的 Vrindavan.、
So Narada Muni says, not far away from here is another holy place. It's Purushottam Kshetra.It's a place where the Lord appears as Lord Jagannath.
那的牧女说，离这里不远的地方是另外一个地方，名字叫 Purushottama Kshetra， 是主 Jagannath 的居所。
So Lord Jagannath also, he also has his place in Vaikuntha.
主 Jagannath 在 Vaikuntha 也有自己的地方。
And Gop Kumar had already visited there. He'd already gone to Jagannath Puri. He'd went to this place when he was on earth. He'd gone there.
Gopal Kumar, 去拜访过这个地方。他在地球上的时候，他去过那里。
But Narada Muni tells them there's also this Jagannath Puri, this place of Lord Jagannath here in Vaikuntha, and it would be good for you to go there.
但是拿的牧尼告诉他，在瓦昆塔也有Jagannath Puri， 你最好去那里。
And Lord Jagannath, along with his brother and sister Balaram and Subhadra, they have the same pastimes which they did in Govardhan and in Vrindavan Forest on the banks of the Yamuna. They're doing the same things there.
主扎格纳的和他的兄长和他的妹妹也上演着同样的消时光，跟在格尔丹山，在文达文的森林，在亚木纳岸边的消时光一样。
So Lord Jagannath is Krishna himself, and so Krishna is having his pastimes and all the same pastimes.
主扎格纳的就是。主奎是那本人，所以他们的消失刚刚是一样的。
So Gop Kumar could see all Krishna's pastimes there at Puri and Jagannath Puri.
所以 Gop Kumar 可以在 Jagannath Puri 也看目睹这些消失光。
The nature of Lord Jagannath is.That whatever form the devotee likes, then Lord Jagannath reveals himself in that way.
主扎格纳的本性是，无论奉献者钟爱哪一个形体，主扎格纳呢就会向那个奉献者显示同样的形体。
Because Lord Krishna is Lord Jagannath, and Lord Krishna is the source of all of the different incarnations. They all come from him.
主 Krishna 就是主 Jagannath， 他是所有化身之源，所有化身都源于他。
So whatever form Gop Kumar wants to see the Lord, Lord Jagannath can reveal himself that way to Gop Kumar.
无论 Gopa Kumar 想要见到主什么样的形体，主 Jagannath 就会相应的揭示他这样的形体。
Right, Gop Kumar his mind is very attracted to Madan Gopal, which is a special form of Krishna. So Jagannath can reveal that form to him.
Gopal Kumar 的心意深深受到 Madan Gopal 的吸引。Madan Gopal 是 Krishna 的一个特殊的形象，能够得主 Jagannath 就能向他显示这个形象。
So this Purushottam Kshetra is very dear to Lord Krishna, just like Mathura. Just like Mathura Dham, Vrindavan Dham is dear to Krishna, so also is the place of Lord Jagannath, Purushottam Kshetra.
This Purushottam Kshetra 对主 Krishna 来说是至为亲切的。就像 Vrindavan圣地，马图拉圣地是主 Krishna 非常亲切的地方，所以扎格纳的 Puri 主扎格纳的地方也是主 Krishna 非常亲切的地方。
And there Krishna also shows his opulence to his devotees, and he also appears like an ordinary person of the world.
在那里，主 Krishna 向奉献者们展示了富裕，同时呢，他显得就像世上的普通人一样。
And Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar that this Jagannath Puri is not different from Vrindavan, and Krishna shows all of his same qualities which he shows in Vrindavan, he shows them there also in Jagannath Puri.
Narada Muni 告诉 Gopa Kumar， 这个 Jagannath Puri 是跟 Vrindavan 一模一样，主 Krishna。在那里就展示了他的品质。
It is said Krishna is very kind to his devotees, and all of the devotees who live in Jagannath Puri, they get liberation in different ways.
据说主 Krishna 对他的奉献者是仁慈有加。加格纳的普瑞的奉献者都是得到了不同方式的解脱。
One way to get liberated is by remembering him.
得到解脱的其中一个方式是通过想意念他。
Another way is simply by eating the remnants of the Lord's prasadam.
另外一种方式是只是通过来荣耀他的觊觎prasadam。
Or if you go there as a pilgrimage, if you go there, a pilgrimage means to visit the holy places.
或者是去那里朝圣。
Or chant the holy names of Lord Jagannath.
或者是通过唱诵主扎格纳的圣名。
Or you go and live in that place.
或者是去居住在那个地方。
You may want to leave the body there. Some people go there to leave the body.
或者是离开在那里离开自己的躯体。
And simply by seeing Lord Jagannath, you can get liberated.
或者是仅仅通过看见主 Jagannath 就能得到解脱了。
So Lord, the same Lord who creates the universe, he's present there in Jagannath Puri in a wooden form as Daru Murti, right? The Lord Krishna in the wooden form is called Daru Murti.
那个创造了整个世界的那位主，他以同样的这位主，就是以木质的形体，以 Daru Murti 的形体，就居住在这个圣地。
So Krishna enjoys in Puri, and he enjoys the same way in Vrindavan. So everything you would see in Vrindavan, you can see in Puri.
Krishna 在 Puri 的享受和在 Vrindavan 的享受是一样的，所以你在 Puri 也能看见主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的一样的享受。
And so Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, he said, if you're still not satisfied after going there and seeing Lord Jagannath, then at least stay there for some time.
Narada Muni 告诉 Gop Kumar, 如果你去了 Jagannath Puri 仍然感到不满意的，仍然心里不满意，至少你要在那里居住一段时间。
Of course, Gop Kumar's goal is to get pure love for the lotus feet of Krishna.
Gop Kumar 的目标是要得到主对主 Krishna 莲花族的纯粹的爱。
He wants to develop the mood of the Vrindavan, the land of Vrindavan. That's the ultimate goal.
他希望能获得 Vrindavan 的心态，那是他的终极目标。
Right. The means to get that is to follow in the mood of the gopis.
要达到这个目标的手段就是追随沟皮牧牛姑娘的步伐。
But the cause of that love for Krishna is Krishna's mercy.
但是对 Krishna 的爱的源头就是 Krishna 的仁慈。
And for some people, they may get it spontaneously. And someone else, they may have to do a gradual practice of bhakti.
对某些人来说，他们是可以能够自发的得到。还有另外一些人呢，是只能通过逐渐的修习。
Narada Muni gives another example.He says, just like some people, they want some food. So somebody, they may get food which is already cooked. And other people, they may just get the ingredients and they cook it themselves.
Narada Muni 呢就举了一个例子。就是有的人呢，他们的食物呢是已经做好了的。还有的人呢，他们只能得到一些食材。
So there's different ways of getting Krishna's mercy. One may get Krishna's mercy spontaneously, and another person may get it, they make it by doing all the different practices, following all the principles, and doing everything good, doing proper sadhana.
So Krishna 的仁慈呢，也是有这两种方式，一种呢是自发的。能够得到，另外一种呢，就是要经过不同的修习，要遵守原则去做萨德纳。
Right, just like brahmanas, some brahmanas they will only eat what they cook themselves. They won't take food cooked by others.
就像有的婆罗门，他们是吃自己做的，他们从来不吃其他人的做的。
Because whatever they cook, they will offer it to their own deity. So they won't eat food cooked by other people.
无论他们自己做好了什么，他们就给自己崇拜的神像供奉，他们从来不接受别的人所做的食物。
So the same way some devotees, we need to get purified from material contamination by doing sadhana.
同样的，有的奉献者必须要通过 sadhana 规范修习来净化掉他们的物质污染。
Yeah, we cannot expect to go directly into spontaneous loving service of Krishna.
我们不能期望他们立刻就能获得对 Krishna 的自发的爱心服务。
Yeah, you have to go.We have to do the sadhana, follow the principles, do everything carefully, gradually. We become qualified for Krishna's mercy.
他们必须要经历就遵守这些规则去做萨达那规范修习，逐渐的他们才能有资格得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
So we have to go through, we have to get rid of the different obstacles on the path of devotion. Obstacles like we have fear, you know, we have fear of something going to go wrong.
我们要去除掉奉爱服务道路上的种种障碍，一个障碍就是担心害怕会出错。
Yeah, we want to be able to think of Krishna like a friend, just like in the ordinary world, you have a friend and you think of your friend.
我们要把 Krishna 想念 Krishna 就像想念自己的朋友一样，就在世俗世界，我们也有自己的朋友。
And so if a devotee is serious about following in the footsteps of the gopis, he will think, oh, it's a very long way, very far away, a long path, I have a lot to do.
奉献者，他们如果真正的追随勾皮步伐的奉献者们，他们也许会想，哦，这个目标太遥远了，还有很长的距离要走，还要做很多事情。
So in the beginning he has many material desires, but gradually he gives up loses his desires.
一开始奉献者可能心里有很多物质愿望，但是他们要逐渐 一点一点的放弃所有这些物质愿望。
So our real spiritual life begins when we get free from all these material desires.
我们真正的灵性生活就始于放弃掉所有的物质欲望。
So, until we can get rid of all the obstacles, all the different obstacles on the path of devotion, then it's difficult for us to develop that love for Krishna.
在去除掉奉爱服务之途上的所有障碍之前，是很难得到对 Krishna 的爱。
So in the beginning, we're very respectful and we have great fear that we may do something wrong. So that's not real love.
一开始的时候，我们内心是充满着敬意。也满怀着恐惧，总是害怕做错事，这种不是真爱。
But when we develop the more intimate relationship with Krishna, then there will not be so much fear, and there won't be so much respect.
当我们和主 Krishna 发展起了亲密关系的时候，就没有那么多恐惧、担心，没有那么多的敬意。
And we become more like a friend with the Lord, and it becomes a more friendly relationship.
我们就变成了 Krishna 的朋友，和他有着友好关系。
Okay. We get a sense, sometimes we may develop a sense of possessing or owning something in relation to the Lord.
有的时候在跟主的关系当中呢，我们发展起了一种拥有感。
We just think of the Lord is the only thing we want, the only thing we love. So that is actually devotion.
我们想到的是，我只想要主，我只想爱主。
So we develop that love by, one way is by meditating, by always remembering these different activities or pastimes of the Lord. And the other way is by singing about the many pastimes of the Lord.
我们要发展起这样的爱。 我们可以通过冥想主的这些消时光，或者是记忆主的这些活动，或者是歌颂主的这些消时光。
So we have to do the sadhana, beginning with hearing and chanting and remembering, and this way we gradually develop love for Krishna.
我们需要做规范修行，聆听、唱诵、意念，这样逐步发展对Krishna的爱。
And by doing also Nam Sankirtan, by doing Kirtan, singing about the Lord's different names and pastimes, then this helps us to awaken love for Krishna.
我们需要去做 Nam Sankirtan, Kirtan, 唱诵 Krishna 的不同的名字, Krishna 消时光，这有助于我们发展对 Krishna 的爱。
And just by doing Sankirtan, we can easily understand the glory of Krishna, know also his pleasure, have some connection with Krishna's pleasure potency.
通过 Nam Sankirtan, 就能很容易地了解 Krishna 的荣耀，也就是能跟 Krishna 的快乐能量能够联系在一起。
Okay, we will stop. Are there any questions?
接下来我们来回答问题，有问题吗？ Krishna离开文达文后娶了Lakshmi，就一直在一起。Gopi们只是在Krishna小时候的消时光，怎样理解Gopi们的地位比Lakshmi高？感恩。 So after Krishna left Vrindavan, he married Lakshmi and stayed with Lakshmi. Gopis only participated in the pastime of Lord Krishna's childhood pastimes. How can I understand the position of Gopis higher than Lakshmi?
Yes, this is the point which was made, that the gopis are always thinking of Krishna.
这个要点就是，gopi们他们是时时刻刻的总是在想着Krishna.
That they're always feeling, remembering the association of Krishna, and they're thinking about the touch of Krishna and being with Krishna. But Krishna's wives, they're with Krishna, and so they don't feel the same separation as the gopis.
Gopi们呢，他们总是在感受着Krishna，意念着Krishna。 和Krishna在一起联谊， Krishna的触碰 和Krishna在一起的时光， 而Krishna的妻子们 是总是跟他亲身在一起， 所以他们 感受不到跟Krishna的分离。
Yeah. The gopis worship Krishna in separation, and that worship in separation is greater than the worship of Krishna's wives who are with Krishna.
Gopi们是在分离之情当中崇拜Krishna，这种崇拜要比 Krishna 的妻子们，总是跟 Krishna 在一起的 Krishna 的妻子们的崇拜更伟大。
So Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, she's also with, she's always with the Lord. She's there, massaging him or on his chest. She's with him, serving him. But the gopis are feeling separation from Krishna, and that separation is, they're greatly absorbed in love for Krishna, more than those who are with Krishna.
幸运女神，她是跟主总是在一起，待在主的 Krishna 的胸膛，为他按摩，为他做服务。而 gopi 们呢，是跟 Krishna 分离着的，他们专注于对 Krishna 的爱，而这个是比上前一种更伟大的。
So that feeling of separation increases the attachment to Krishna, and Krishna appreciates that feeling more than the feeling of those devotees who are with him.
Gopi 们，他们总是处在分离的感受当中，而这就更加增加了他们对 Krishna 的依恋。Krishna 欣赏他们的这种的感受，这种的爱，甚至超过了对 Lakshmi 的欣赏。
Krishna is actually with the gopis, he's in their hearts, because they're always remembering him.
Krishna 实际上总在 gopi 们的心中，因为 gopi 们总是意念着 Krishna。
So the worship of the gopis and their mood of separation is considered the greatest, greater than any of the other devotees.
Gopi 们对 Krishna 的崇拜， gopi 们和 Krishna 的分离之情，这被视作是比其他的奉献者更伟大。
Yeah, the mood of the gopis, is called, in Sanskrit, is called Vipralamba Seva. It means service in separation.
Gopi 们的心态被称为是梵文词叫 Vipralamba Seva, 在分离当中的服务。
So all the devotees headed by Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates, they all cultivate this mood of the gopis to serve Krishna in separation.
主差所有的奉献者，主差塔尼亚还有主差塔尼亚的同友们，这些伟大的奉献者，他们全都是培养gopi们的心态，就是在分离当中的服务。
And they say, when is Krishna coming? Where is Krishna? When is he coming? And they're running around Vrindavan looking, where is Krishna? Is he by the Govardhan Hill?Or is he by the banks of the Yamuna? This is their ecstasy.
他们总是在呼唤着 Krishna 何时来？ Krishna 在哪里？他们在 Vrindavan， 他们在 Vrindavan， 他们四处的奔跑，他们在呼唤着 Krishna， 你是不是在哥万丹山？你是在雅穆纳的岸边吗？他们就在狂喜当中。
So this is why all these devotees we were mentioning, Akrura and Bhishma, they all glorify the gopis, that they are the greatest lovers of Krishna.
由于这个原因，像 Akrura, Bhishma 这样的奉献者都在荣耀 gopi， 他们 gopi 对 Krishna 的爱。
Yes.
下一个问题来自于 A4 喜宝，顶拜咕噜和老师们，请教咕噜两个问题：一，哪些经典属于神性经？So the first part of the question is about What scripture belongs to Shrutis?
The Shruti. Okay, this is Sibal who asked this question, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I just gave her the name. Shruti Rupa.
Oh, right?
Shruti. Yeah. So her spiritual name is Shruti Rupa. So Shruti means the four Vedas, the original Vedas, which come from the Lord. Right, the four Vedas, the Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda. They're the four Vedas. They're called Shruti. The Vedas are divided into two branches. One branch is Shruti and the other branch is Smriti. So Shruti refers to the four Vedas.
Veda Jing 分为两个部分，一个部分叫 Shruti， 另外一个叫 Smriti。书体是包括四韦达经，韦达经是来自于主的，包括萨玛韦达、亚主韦达、
塔尔韦达。Shruti refers to the hearing process, but the Smriti refers to the remembering process.
Shruti 是特指聆听的方法，而 Smriti 是指的意念的方法。
There are some people, like we would call them Vedantists, they only accept the Shruti, they don't accept Smriti.
有一些韦达经的学者，就是那些称为Vedantists，他们只接受 Shruti, 他们不接受 Smriti.
So, Bhagavad Gita is Smriti, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is also Smriti. So when we preach to such people, we have to be careful, we have to present evidence based on the Shruti.
Bhagavad Gita and Srimad belong to Shruti. Sorry.
Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam belong to Smriti.
Okay. 博迦梵歌和圣典博迦瓦坛是属于 Smriti. 因此我们向这些维丹塔主义者传教的时候要很小心。我们尽量要引述 Shruti.
Now, there's a chapter...in the 10th canto, which is there also in the Krishna book, I think it's chapter number 89, it's prayers by the personified Vedas.
在圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇，就是第八十九章，是标题为韦达经，对韦达经的人格化身对主 Krishna 的祈祷。
Yeah.So the prayers by the personified Vedas, these are personalities who represent the Vedas, and they also desire to become gopis.
这张标题是韦达经的人格化身的祈祷，他们也是有人格的，他们想成为勾皮牧牛姑娘。
And in order to becomeGopis, they took birth in the family of gopis and they took their birth and actually became gopis, and then this way they were able to take part in Rasa Leela.
为了成为勾皮们，他们就投生在牧牛郎之家，这样他们自然就成为了勾皮牧牛姑娘，可以参加到 Rasa 之舞。
So,This Madhaji's name is Shruti Rupa, and Rupa means the form of the Shruti, the form of the Vedas, or the form of the hearing process.
那西宝Madhaji他的起居的名字叫 Shruti Rupa, Rupa 的意思是形象，所以这个名字的意思是指的为韦达经的形象是特指的聆听的方法。
细胞，明白吗？他回答了吗？
是的，是的，不对，他回答了，他说感恩咕噜。
OK.
The next part of question.
Yeah.
作为经典的追随者，应该具备哪些品质，承担哪些责任？ As follower of scripture, what quality should one have, and what responsibility should one take?
Well, there are many scriptures. It depends what scriptures you're following.
有许多的经典，这要取决于您遵守的、追随的是哪些经典。
There are scriptures for people in the mode of goodness, and for the mode of passion, and for the mode of ignorance.
有些经典是处在善良属性。
There are scriptures for
people in the mode of goodness.Yes.
You read the Bhagavad Gita, you can read chapter 16, Divine and Demoniac Qualities.
国家梵歌第十六章，神圣与邪恶两品性。
So Krishna describes the qualities of those who are devotees, those who are divine.And then he describes the qualities of those who are demoniac.
So Krishna 描述了那些奉献者的品性和恶魔的品性。
So you read these books, you'll get everything there.
你就读这个，就能够就从中了解一切了。
You have to cultivate the mode of goodness. The devotee wants to cultivate the mode of goodness. You have to read.The Bhagavad Gita describes the mode of goodness, chapter 16. You read chapter 14, the three modes of nature, and understand about the mode of goodness and the qualities one in the mode of goodness.
作为奉献者应该培养善良属性，所以就是在《普加梵歌》第十六章，还有在第十四章，就讲到物质自然三形态，去了解。善良形态当它都有哪些品性
？OK.
The next question two about the 喜宝。我个人在 Krishna 知觉的三年时间，发现一个奇怪现象：只要我祈祷与 Krishna 知觉有关的事情，大多数都很快回应和实现，但是。祈祷的是自己发展经济，甚至做好自己的婚礼司仪工作，没有一个如愿以偿。Krishna 总是打破我的计划。我想请问 Guru， Krishna 是不是在训练我，靠着退休金维持最基本的衣食无忧情况下，培养专注于学习和奉爱服务的品质呢？感恩。So, I found that it's very observed. I practiced Krishna consciousness for 3 years. I found that whenever I pray, my prayer is related to Krishna consciousness. Most of my prayer will be quickly answered and fulfilled. But whenever I prayed about how to develop economically, even to do my work as the host of marriage, none of them will be fulfilled. Krishna will.Break my plan. So I want to ask, is that Krishna is training me to depend on my passion and to maintain the basic life and to cultivate and observe in my study and cultivate my quality of devotional service.
Yes, you should think Krishna's, everything is Krishna's arrangement. Krishna knows what's good for you.
你要知道一切都是 Krishna 的安排。Krishna 知道什么对你最好。
So Krishna wants you to develop your devotion. He's not so much worried about anything about the material problems.
Krishna 希望你发展奉爱之情，不要担心物质问题。
The material things will come according to your karma.
物质的问题都是源于我们自己的业报。
But your devotion, that is a different thing. That's not depending on karma.
奉爱是不一样的，它不依赖于 karma 业报。
Depends on your own desire to develop that devotion.
奉爱是取决于您的愿望，您是不是想要发展起奉爱？
So you,
next,
yes.
The next one is from Brajarani Devadasi. 顶拜 Guru Day 的莲花族，感恩主持人。灵魂是不是通过进化的程度在一层一层往上走？即使穿过放光，也有掉下来的危险。Is that the soul through the degree of purification, the soul is going upward one level by the other level. Even if the soul has penetrated Brahmajyoti, there is still danger of falling down.
Yes.
是的。
Even you go up to the Brahmajyoti, you're not situated in devotional service. So it means your intelligence is not yet fully purified, so you can fall down.
如果穿过了放光，没有处在奉献服务当中，这意味着你的智性还没有进化，所以就有可能再掉下来。
You go to the Brahmajyoti, there's no engagement, there's no activity, so you become bored there, so you'll come back to the material world.
去了放光，上升到了放光，但在那里没有服务，没有活动，就会在那里感到厌烦，然后再回到物质世界。
There has to be proper engagement for this person.Be situated. To be firmly situated, there has to be proper engagement. Otherwise, we will always be moving.
要想让自己的地位变得稳固的话，一定要有服务，要有活动，要有服务。否则的话，那个灵魂就会不停的动移动。
嗯哼。
下一个是来自软真者，我顶拜马哈拉，感谢顶拜翻译主持，顶拜您。个体灵魂都与主有固定的永恒关系，如果有百昆塔关系，渴望变成 Goloka 的关系能否如愿？如何去做呢？ The individual soul, the jiva, has eternal fixed relationship with the Lord.If there exists the relation in Vaikuntha, but he desire to develop the relationship in Goloka, can that desire be fulfilled, and how to do that?
Yes, we're hearing about this in the Brihad Bhagavad, and it's describing Gop Kumar. He's there in Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha he went to Dwarka. We're going to hear how he goes to Goloka.
是的，是的，我们聆听的大波加瓦塔甘露这本书里就讲到了格洛，格瓦库马，他身处在外昆的，然后之后呢，他又去了格多尔卡，进一步他去了格洛卡。
Just simply by the living entity's desire, he can go there.
只是凭借生物的愿望就可以去了。
Narada Muni is telling him about somewhere beyond. Narada Muni is telling, he's saying go to, he was saying go to Purushottam Kshetra, and then he's also he's going to say go to Goloka.
Narada Muni 就告诉 Gopal Kumar 让他去 Purushottam Kshetra, 然后后来又告诉他让他去 Goloka.
Until we find the place where we're meant to be,We won't stay there. We have to find the place where we belong, where we're properly situated. Then we want to stay there.
直到我们找到了自己的地方，属于我们自己的地方，否则的话，我们就不愿意停留在那里。直到了我们去了我们要去的地方。The next one? 好，那我来读一下。
Yeah?
The next one, or do you want to further explain this question?
No, next one.
然后真的下一个，地球上的文达文和马普在灵性世界都有对应的地方。那么扎根普瑞在灵性世界也是文达文。刚才听到主扎根纳的也住在百昆那两个地方吗 ？So, Vrindavan and Mahapur in the earthly planet have corresponding place in the spiritual world. Then, Jagannapuri.In the spiritual world, Jagannapuri is also Vrindavan. Just now I heard that Jagannath lives in Vaikuntha. Is he living in two places?
We said there's a Jagannapuri.On earth, and there's a Jagannath Puri in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, that Jagannath Puri is there on the Vaikuntha, on the level of Vaikuntha. It's like an extension of Vaikuntha. Just like Dwarka was the extension of Vaikuntha, Jagannath Puri is also there. It's a part of Vaikuntha, but at the same time separate from it.
地球上有一个扎根的普瑞，灵性世界呢，它也有扎根的普瑞，但这个扎根的普瑞呢，在灵性世界扎根的普瑞，它是瓦昆特的一个扩展，就像多尔卡是瓦昆特的扩展，扎根的普瑞呢也是，灵性世界扩展，它是瓦昆特的一部分，但是又是单独的、独立的。
Right? Yeah, we heard when Gop Kumar came to Vaikuntha, first he was in Vaikuntha, and then he went to Mathura, and then he went to Dwarka.
We heard Gop Kumar, he was in Vaikuntha, then he went to Mathura, then he went to Dwarka.
And there also Ayodhya, he went to Ayodhya.
还有 Ayodhya, 他也去了 Ayodhya.
So all of these places are there. They're not on Goloka, so they're part more in the part of Vaikuntha, in the realm of Vaikuntha, but at the same time, they're special places in Vaikuntha.
So these places, they are all Vaikuntha's part.但是是外坤的特殊的 地方。
So Lord Jagannath is there. He's there on earth and he's also there in the spiritual world.
所以主 Jagannath 他既在地球上也在灵性世界。The next part of question is that, Gopa Kumar 在 Janapuri 为何不满意呢？主 Jagannath 不就是 Krishna 本人吗？ Why Gopa Kumar is still unsatisfied while he is in Janapuri? Isn't that Lord Jagannath is Krishna himself?
Yes, well, we heard that the special dealings which Lord Krishna has with his devotees.Which are unique. They're only with Krishna when he's in Vrindavan. And Krishna in other places, although Krishna in Jagannath Puri is the same as Krishna in Vrindavan, but not everybody gets to enjoy the intimacy with Lord Jagannath, as like Krishna does with the cowherd boys in Vrindavan.
但是，主 Krishna 和他的奉献者之间在 Vrindavan 的交往是独一无二的。虽然 Jagannath 的 Puri 和 Vrindavan 是一样的，主 Jagannath 就是 Krishna 本人，但是在那里也不是每一个人都能享受到跟主的亲密的关系，就像在 Krishna 的在 Vrindavan 的那些牧牛童跟 Krishna 之间特殊的。关系亲密关系
Yeah, for example, you don't see Krishna dance, you don't see Lord Jagannath dancing Rasa Leela.
比如说一个例子就是说你看不见主 Jagannath 的大跳 Rasa 之舞
And you don't see Lord Jagannath fighting with all the cowherd boys and wrestling and being carrying them on his back or being carried on the back of a cowherd boy.
你也看不见主 Jagannath 和牧牛童们一起摔跤然后和牛牛童把他们背在自己的肩上
So Lord Krishna and Lord Jagannath are the same but at the same time there are some differences special differences
主 Krishna 和主 Jagannath 是一样的但同时又有一些特别的不同之处。
Oh yeah, we heard when Gop Kumar was in Jagannath Puri, he'd actually become the king of Puri. He'd become the king and he was doing the different services for Lord Jagannath. But still, there were some things he didn't get to get in, that he was not allowed to take part in all of the activities.
我们在以前的课程当中听到当 Gopa Kumar 在 Jagannath Puri 的时候就当上了那里的国王然后得以服务主 Jagannath 但是即便如此有一些活动仍然他没有得到允许去参加
He liked to Lord Jagannath he was devoted to Lord Jagannath and he enjoyed but still there was something it wasn't just quite like Vrindavan
他喜欢他是主扎嘎纳 的奉献者但是他跟那个 Vrindavan 是不一样的。
There were some special things missing.
就在扎嘎纳的 Puri 还是有一些特殊的地方是不一样的还有一些就是有一些特殊的元素是遗失的。
Okay.
Yeah. 下一个，感恩一下，什么叫无缘的仁慈？我 What is causeless mercy?
Causeless mercy. Prabhupada said, just like somebody comes and gives you, you buy one, all right? I'll give you 1 million. And you never saw them before. And suddenly they just come and they want to give you, he buy 1 yuan. So that is causeless mercy. Somebody comes and they want to give you Krishna consciousness. You know, they say, here, take it. You have no qualification, but they want to give you.
哈巴说，这就好像是有人他要给你100万元，你从来没见过那么多钱，但是有人他就过来要给你这些。同样的呢，有的人就过来要给你 Krishna 知觉，跟你说拿着，你没有资格，但是他们仍然想给你。
So that is causeless mercy. They give us something, the most valuable thing. We have no qualification, but they want to give it to us.
所以这就被称为无缘的仁慈，它是最有价值的，最珍贵的。我们是没有资格的，但是对方仍然想给我们。
Are you going to take it?
你会不会接受呢？
Next question.
Next, still found this 淡然一笑。学习门徒课程和不叫放歌的正确动机和心态是什么？是想毕业，得到证书，好得到启迪，可以吗？ What's the right motive and mood to learn a disciple course and Bhagavad Gita? Is that only for thePurpose of graduation and get certification so that to be initiated. Is that all right?
Well, that's part of it.
这是一部分。
But we should study the disciple course. We will learn more about the society. We will learn more about the Krishna consciousness movement. And we will understand more about how we can be involved in Krishna consciousness.
我们学习了门徒课程，就能了解这个协会，了解这个 Krishna 这些运动，就能明白这些，而且也可以就是介入，也可以参加到 Krishna 这些运动当中。
Becoming a member, becoming a devotee, we want to know what are we becoming part of? What is this organization? What is their goal? What are we trying to achieve? And how is it arranged? How is it organized?
成为了奉献者，成为这个成员，就能明白，就要去明白，这个机构是干嘛的？它的目的是什么？它的是怎样安排的？它的组织结构是什么？
嗯，
下一个来自 Harini， 顶拜 Gurudev 莲花组，顶拜所有的奉献者。啊，这是来自 Krishna Priya， 请问 Guru， 自发的奉献服务范畴有哪些？感谢 Guru 的。So this is from Krishna Priya. What are the category of spontaneous service?
Well, spontaneous service, the mood of spontaneous service is that one naturally, without hesitation, is eager for Krishna conscious activities and naturally thinks of Krishna all the time.
自发的心态就是自然而然的，没有什么为什么？就是渴望 Krishna 这些的活动，就自发的想，一直的从事这个活动。
Just like in the beginning, you know, we may not like to wake up in the morning. We don't like to wake up early, and we, you know, the alarm clock goes off, and we think, oh no, I don't want to. You know, in the beginning, we're not very enthusiastic and we need a lot of things to help us and encourage us. But when one is on spontaneous devotion, then one will wake up even without the alarm clock. And one is so eager and one doesn't care. Oh, there's no hot water. He doesn't care. He'll take a bath even though there's freezing cold water. You know?
就有个例子，就好像是一个人早起，一开始呢就更不想早起，还要用闹钟，然后还得需要有这些外在的事物来鼓励我们，我们根本就没有这个热情。但是自发的早起呢，就是我们根本用不着闹钟，我们也不需要用热水，即使是很冰冷的水，我们也会去沐浴。
And one is very enthusiastic to introduce Prabhupada's books and to distribute Prabhupada's books everywhere to everyone.
一个人特别的满腔热情的就要介绍帕帕的书籍，派发帕帕的书籍，每到一处给每一个人都有这
种热情。And wherever they go, they always carry some of Prabhupada's books and they will try to give them out and distribute books to people.
无论他走到哪儿，他都随身带着帕帕的书籍，他都要去给别人派书。
So that is like Raganuga Bhakti.
这就好像是 Raganuga Bhakti 自发的奉爱。
Mm-hmm.
下一个雨飞 Hare Krishna Dimbai Guru， 感谢您，现在也有在念诵十六圈。工作也自己带本沙的，每天听一些线上课，可是还有焦虑，大部分时间花在工作上，不知道是进步还是退步，如何以奉献精神工作呢？请姑指点。This devotee, she's not like he, maybe he.
She's what?
So this devotee, he's chanting.16 rounds every day and bought prasadam when in the unit and listen to the course on the internet, but still there is some worry. Most of the time is spent on walking, so this devotee is not sure whether it is progressive. It's making progress or not making progress. So how to work in the spirit of devotion? This devotee wants some guidance from Guru.
Well, the important activity is to have some regular spiritual practice. As you say, you're chanting 16 rounds. So you want to do your chanting in the morning before you begin work. Before you go to work, ideally you want to spend some time chanting and remembering Krishna and worshipping Krishna.
重点的呢，就是，重点的就在于活动。有规范的灵修，就像您所说的十六圈，早起，理想的状态呢是工作之前就念诵，理想的呢就是要念诵，要想着 Krishna， 要崇拜 Krishna。
And then in the evening again, you want to also have a little time to chant and to read and to.Bring your consciousness more into Krishna, into the devotional line.
同样在晚间的时候，晚上也要念诵阅读，阅读有关于这个书籍和 Krishna 知觉有关的，知觉到 Krishna.
And when you eat, you want to.Have food which is offered to Krishna, ideally.
当您进食的时候，理想的状态是，就食物都已经供奉了 Krishna.
If you can cook at home, that's very good.
如果能在家中做是非常好的。
Then you can take it with you to work. You can eat your prasadam at work.
这样你就可以把家中做好的 prasadam 带到工作单位，然后在那里吃。
So if you follow like this, it becomes a habit, then you will gradually feel relief from material desires.
这样做之后，养成了习惯，您就会感觉到就物质欲望就一点一点的就消退了。
You should become less passionate.And less angry. You shouldn't get angry easily. You should be peaceful and calm.
然后应该您当不那么激情，就是没有愤怒，内心平和。
You should be developing.Some attachment for Krishna and the chanting of His holy name.
您的发展起对 Krishna 的依附，发展起对唱诵他的圣名的依附。
When you're working, Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna to stop work. It's not working is not a problem. But when you're working, you want to remember Krishna.
当您是至于工作的时候呢，就是 Krishna 并没有要求Arjuna停止作战，所以工作不成问题。但是工作的时候要想着 Krishna。
So when you're working, you can also be singing songs to Krishna, or you can be singing the holy name.
当您工作的时候呢，也可以为 Krishna 唱歌，也可以唱他的圣名。
So you have to develop the habit to think of Krishna.
要养成想着 Krishna 的习惯。
You can remember what you read or what you heard about Krishna.
想起您在书上读到的有关 Krishna 的事情，或者是在课程当中听到的有关 Krishna 的事情。
We have to use our mind.To remember Krishna.
我们用我们的心意来恒常想着 Krishna.
When we're thinking of Krishna, then we cannot be thinking about Maya.
一旦我们是想着 Krishna 的时候，就不会再想着 Maya 假象。
Okay, any more questions?
Yes. 淡然一笑。大家放歌是主 Krishna 亲自讲述为什么上师说神训哦，圣人师不再放歌书体，既是书体而 Smriti。Bhagavad Gita is personally spoken by Lord Krishna. Why you said this 书体 I remember some saying.Sadhu said that Bhagavad Gita is both Shruti and Smriti.
Yes, but according to the scholars and the Vedantists, they say Bhagavad Gita is Smriti because Bhagavad Gita comes in the Mahabharata, and the Mahabharata is written by Srila Vyasadeva. You see? So the Shruti...They say that the actual Shruti are the four Vedas.
So, 根据某些学者的维丹塔学者的说法，Bhagavad Gita 它是出自 Mahabharata 这部书，然后它是由 Vyasadeva 所编撰的，而 Mahabharata 是 Smriti， 而真正的就是 Shruti。真正的书体就是指的四维达经。
So, when we talk to some people, sometimes these Vedantists, people, there are some people, they will only accept the Shruti. They will only accept the four Vedas. So you have to present evidence based on the four Vedas. And you cannot use evidence from the Bhagavad Gita because they say they don't accept.
So, 当有的人，有的人他们是维丹塔主义者，他们只接受书体，他们只接受伟达经，四伟达经。你要碰到这样的人呢，你就不能跟他们讲博家梵歌，因为他们只接受就是书体的证据，他们不接受博家梵歌作为证据。
So you see in Prabhupada's purport, sometimes Prabhupada will say, there is Vedic evidence, and he will quote from one of the Upanishads, because the Upanishads come from the Vedas.
你读帕帕的要旨当中就会讲到，帕帕说有一些伟大证据，帕帕就会引述 Upanishad 的就是奥义书，因为奥义书是属于伟达经的。
OK, 下一个问题。
下一个 Varadaishvara Devadasi 顶拜 Gurude 莲花族在祈祷 Krishna 时，孩子的婚姻问题可以向 Krishna 求吗？如果求，对自己的灵性进步有影响吗？干 Guru。 She's, when I prayed for Krishna, can I pray, for the matter of a marriage of my child? If I pray.
Marriage of who?
Children's marriage.
Oh.
If I pray to Krishna, are there any influence to my spiritual progress?
Well, no, it's good you pray to Krishna. Yeah, you want to get your children married. Very nice. You can pray to Krishna like that. It's not pure devotion, but it's devotion. It's just devotion with your material desire.
这是好的，可以替孩子祈祷。这不是纯粹的奉爱，这是怀着物质欲望的，掺杂着物质欲望的奉爱。
But because you're praying to Krishna, they will purify you gradually.
但是因为您向 Krishna 在祈祷， Krishna 会逐渐的净化你。下一个 Radha Ananda Hare Krishna 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Guru Maharaj， 请问一天练三十圈嫉妒心还是很重，这是为什么呢？如果一直这样，当事人的结局会是怎样呢？应该如何改善？ If one chant 30 rounds every day, there are still evidence in the heart. So what's the reason? If it is also, the situation is also like that, what will be the result of that person? So how can it be improved?
Well, it's not just the mechanics of chanting. There has to be the chanting with pure devotion. You have to avoid the offenses in the chanting. It's not just chanting 30 rounds, but there has to be quality in the chanting.
不应该机械的念诵，应当是怀着纯粹的奉爱的念诵，要避免一些实相冒犯，并不是说念诵三十圈就怎么样了，而是应该有质量的念诵。
Prabhupada said it took him 32 years to perfect his chanting.
Prabhupada 说他花了32年的时间才让自己的念得完美。
So Prabhupada was telling us, you know, it's not going to happen quickly. It's going to take time. You have to really want to chant with love. You have to really endeavor to control the mind.
帕帕德就告诉我们，这不是那么快就能实现的，是要花时间的。一个人必须得真正的希望。怀着爱，而且是努力的想要达到这一点，并且要控制自己的心意。
And if we chant with offense, then we will never get love of Godhead, which is the ultimate goal of the chanting.
如果是怀着冒犯去念诵，是永远达不到神爱的，而神爱是念诵的终极的目标。
You may chant for many lifetimes, but you'll never get love of God unless you stop, unless you give up the offenses.
你可以生生世世的念诵，但是如果怀着不去放弃冒犯，那是永远得不到神爱。
下一个问题。
下一个，王文言 ，Aksha David。好，顶拜咕噜，刚才咕噜您讲自发的很美妙，也很向往，但在没有自发的这些症状之前，我们是不是还得积极的去行动，比如早起用闹钟之类，然后加注自己的心意，慢慢就会达到自发的风爱，还是我们只需要加注自己对 Krishna 渴望的心意，顺其自然就会自发的转变。You mentioned that the spontaneous love is very wonderful, and it's very aspiring to this situation. But before the spontaneous love, isn't that we still have to take action mechanically? For example.For rising up early, we have to use an alarm clock. And gradually, we put our mind in it. Gradually, we will come to the level of spontaneous love. Or should we simply put our mind to aspire for Krishna and...Naturally, will come to the spontaneous level.
Both. You have to do both. You have to follow the rules and regulations. You have to do everything. You use your alarm clock and wake up. And you do. And you have to also try to think of Krishna and pray to Krishna to give you that spontaneous love. So both have to be there. Both your practice and your desire.
两者都是需要的，也既需要就是遵守规范原则，使用闹钟啊，让自己想着 Krishna， 向 Krishna 祈祷，而且还有自己的愿望，既要去修行，也要加上这个心愿。
You want something?You have to be able to cry for it. You have to really want to shed tears to get it. You want it so badly.
你想要得到什么，你就得使劲的哭求，还得去流泪。你真的特别想要得到它。
还有问题吗？
没有了。
Hare Krishna, good day.
Very well.
您时间方便吗？还有一个问题。
好，问。
啊，这个李林恩麦德吉问那个 Naradi 是什么意思？然后他问怎么能够符合 Guru 的这个祝福和取悦 Guru 和 Krishna。
Okay, Naradi, the name Naradi means It's the name of Narada Muni. Narada Muni wanted to go to Rasa Leela, so he took a bath in the Kund and he became a gopi. He came out of the bath after taking bath. He had the form of a gopi. His body had changed. He'd given up the male body and became a female. And he got the name Naradi, Naradi Gopi. So it's the name of Narada Muni when he's a gopi. And as Naradi, he went, you know, he could go to Rasa Leela and take part in Krishna's Rasa Leela. So that's the meaning. Narada. Narada means one who gives Narayan. Narayan, Lord Narayan, Narada gives. Narada Muni is always going everywhere giving people Lord Narayan. Chants the name Narayan. He gives people the holy name of Lord Narayan. So Naradi is the female form of Narada.
Narada 他的名这个名字的意思是是这样的，就是 Naradi 他是 Naradi 是 Narada 的一个名字，就是 Narada Muni 他想参加 Rasa 之舞，然后他就恳求得到祝福，他就在一个困的灯沐浴，等他沐浴完了出来就成了一个勾皮了，他从一个男性就变成了一个女性，然后他就成为一个勾笔，那这个勾的名字就叫 Naradi， 他可以参加这个 Rasa 之舞。然后这个 Narada 的那个名字的意思就是一个给予 Narayana 的人，然后这个他总是把这个 Narayana 的圣名给予别人，所以 Narada 他是应该是在语言学当中呢，他是就是指的是男性，而 Naradi 呢在语言学上指的就是女性了。
OK， 明白了吗？
那他问怎么能够取悦 Guru。
OK， so you can distribute Prabhupada's books. If you can introduce Krishna consciousness to some people, or if you can distribute a book to some people, it's very nice, very pleasing. We encourage you, you try to distribute some of the books. Give people a book about Krishna, let them read, hear about Krishna.
通过派书，你可以去派书，把 Krishna 之觉介绍给别人。如果您去能够派书的话，是非常好的，鼓励您去派书给别人讲，然后让别人也来阅读。
The more you give the mercy, the more you get the mercy yourself.
你给予的仁慈越多，你自己得到的仁慈越多。
可以吗？
好的好的，非常感谢 Guru 的祝福。那我们今天的问题就到这里了，都回答完了。
好，我们感谢 Guru Mani 给我们正太的翻译，感谢 Saki Jujar， 感谢所有的奉献者聆听，祝福你们万事如意，长寿并快乐。祝了 Prabhupada Ki。
Good day.
Good night.
Take care. 好，那我们今天课就到这里。